Welcome to Season 3 of Kiyoke Conversations. This episode is all about fables. Fables are short stories that teach a lesson.
Did you know that most fables were created by a man named Aesop? Aesop was a slave that lived in Greece 3,000 years ago. He created stories with animals to show the wise and foolish behavior of people.
His master was so impressed with his stories that he gave Aesop his freedom. Interestingly enough, Aesop never wrote his fables down, yet we still know them today.
Why do you think Aesop's fables have lasted for so long? Maybe after you listen to our performances, you might know the reason. Enjoy the show!
Bad kangaroo.
There was a small kangaroo who was bad in school. He put thumbtacks on his teacher's chair. He threw spitballs across the classroom. He set off firecrackers in the laboratory and spread glue on the doorknobs.
Your behavior is unprofitable. I'm going to see your parents. I will tell them what a problem you are.
The principal went to visit Mr. and Mrs. Kangaroo. He sat down in a living room chair.
Ouch! There's a thumbtack in this chair.
Yes, I know.
I enjoy putting thumbtacks in chairs.
A spitball hit the principal on his nose.
Forgive me, but I can never resist throwing those things.
There was a loud booming sound from the bathroom.
Keep calm.
The firecrackers that we keep in the medicine chest have just exploded. We love the noise.
The principal rushed for the front door. In an instant, he was stuck to the doorknob.
Oh, hard. There are little globs of glue on all of our doorknobs.
The principal pulled himself free. He dashed out of the house and ran down the street.
That's such a nice person. I wonder why he left so early.
No doubt he had another appointment. Never mind, supper is ready.
Mr. and Mrs. Kangaroo and their son enjoyed their evening meal. After the dessert, they all threw spitballs at each other across the dining room table.
A child's conduct reflects the ways of his parents.
Madame Rhinoceros saw a dress in the window of a shop. It was covered with flowers and dots. It had stripes and checks too. She looked at it and then went in the shop.
I would like to try the dress on.
She put the dress on. She looked at herself in the mirror.
I don't think this dress looks good on me.
But madame, you are wrong. This dress makes you look beautiful.
I don't know.
Oh, madame, everyone who sees you will want one and think you look beautiful.
Do you think so?
She turned around and looked in the mirror.
Yes.
Very well. I will buy it and wear it now.
Madame Rhinoceros left the shop. She walked up the street. She saw people looking at her. They were smiling and laughing.
They think I'm beautiful.
She saw people shaking their heads and frowning.
They are jealous of me. They want to be like me.
She walked home. Everyone saw her, stopped, and looked. Madame Rhinoceros felt more fashionable with every step.
Flattery is hard to resist.
wanted to be a dancer.
I want to dance and be graceful. Dance, dance, dance.
She practiced and practiced. She practiced her pirouettes. She practiced her releves and worked for months in the hot sun. Her feet hurt, her body hurt, but she did not stop.
I am now a dancer.
She told all her friends to come watch her dance. When she was done, she took a bow. No one clapped.
I must tell you that you are lumpy, you are humpy, you are baggy and bumpy. You are a camel, you are not, and never will be, a dancer.
The audience laughed and walked away.
They are all wrong. I have worked hard. I know I am a good dancer. I will dance by myself. I will dance for myself.
That is what she did, and it made her happy for years and years.
Satisfaction comes to those who please themselves.
The baboon's umbrella.
The baboon was taking his daily walk in the jungle. He met his friend, the gibbon, on the path.
My good friend, how strange it is to find you holding an umbrella over your head on such a sunshiny day as this.
Yes, I am most annoyed. I cannot close this disagreeable umbrella. It is stuck. I would not think of walking without my umbrella in case it should rain, but as you see, I am not able to enjoy the sunshine underneath this dark shadow. It is a sad predicament.
There is a simple solution. You need only to cut some holes in your umbrella, then the sun will shine on you.
What a good idea. I do thank you.
The baboon ran home with his scissors. He cut large holes in the top of his umbrella. When the baboon returned to his walk, the warm sunshine came down through the holes.
How delightful!
However, the sunshine disappeared behind some clouds. There were a few drops of rain, then it began to pour. The rain fell through all the holes in the umbrella. In just a short time, the unhappy baboon was soaked to the skin.
Advice from friends is like the weather. Some of it is good, some of it is bad.
The ducks and the fox.
Two duck sisters were waddling down the road to the pond for their morning swim.
This is a good road, but I think just for a change, we should find another route. There are many other roads that lead to the pond.
No, I do not agree. I really do not want to try any way. This road makes me feel comfortable and accustomed to it.
One morning, the ducks met a fox sitting on a fence along the road.
Good morning, ladies. On your way to the pond, I suppose.
Oh, yes. We come along here every day.
Interesting.
When the sun came up the next morning,
we are sure to meet that fox again if we go our usual way. I did not like his looks. Today is the day that we must find another road.
You seem plain silly. That fox smiled as he seems most gentlemanly.
The two ducks waddled down the same road to the pond. There was the fox sitting on the fence. This time he carried a sack.
Lovely ladies. I was expecting you. I am glad that you have not disappointed me.
Opening his sack, he jumped upon them. The sisters quacked and screamed. They flapped and flopped their wings. They flew home and bolted their door. The next morning, the two ducks did not go out. They rested at home to quiet their nerves. On the following day, they carefully searched for a new and different road. They found one, and it took them safely to the pond.
At times, a change of routine can be most helpful.
I looked in the mirror.
What a beautiful and noble creature I am. I will go forth to show my devoted subjects that their leader is every inch a king.
The king put on his robes of state, his large jewels crowned, and all of his gold and silver medals. As he walked down the roads of his kingdom, everyone who saw him bowed to the ground.
Yes, yes, I deserve this respect from my people. For truly I am every inch a king.
There was a tiny beetle standing near the road. When the king saw him, he cried,
"Beetle, I command you bow low before me. Your royal majesty, I know that I am a small, but if you look at me closely, you will see that I am making a bow."
The king leaned over.
"Beetle, you are so hard to see down there, I am still not sure that you are bowing. Your majesty, please look more closely. I assure you that I am making a bow."
The king leaned over a little farther. Now the robes of state, the large jewels crowned, and all of the gold and silver medals had made him lie in very top heavy. Suddenly he lost his balance and fell on his head. With a great roar, he rolled into a ditch at the side of the road. A frightened beetle scurried away. From head to foot, every inch of the king lion was covered with white mud.
"It is the high and mighty who have the longest distance to fall."
The elephant and his son. The elephant and his son were spending the evening at home. Elephant's son was singing a song.
"You must be silent. Your papa is trying to read his newspaper. Papa cannot listen to a song while he is reading his newspaper."
"Why not?"
"Because papa can think about only one thing at a time. That is all."
Elephant's son stopped singing. He sat quietly. Father Elephant lit a cigar and went on reading. After a while, Elephant's son asked,
"Papa, can you still think about only one thing at a time?"
"Yes, my boy, that is correct."
"Well then, you might stop thinking about your newspaper and begin to think about the slipper that's on your left foot."
"But my boy, Papa's newspaper is far more important and interesting and informative than the slipper that is on his left foot."
"That may be true, but while your newspaper is not on fire from the ashes of the cigar, the slipper that is on your left foot certainly is."
Father Elephant ran to put his foot in a bucket of water. Softly, Elephant's son began to sing again. Knowledge will not always take place of simple observation.
We hope you enjoyed our performances. Did you figure out why these fables are still told today?
We think these fables are still told because the lessons from 3,000 years ago still work today.
Thanks for listening, and remember,
slow and steady wins the race.
Advice from friends is like the weather. Some of it is good, some of it is bad.
Satisfaction will come to those who please themselves.
At times, a change of routine can be healthy.
A child's conduct will reflect the ways of his parents.
It is the high and mighty who have the farthest to fall.
Knowledge will not always take the place of simple observation.
The end.
Thanks for listening.